Howdy. Hey. Very well, thanks. Thank all of y'all for being here tonight. For the Heart of the Spirit series, I've been asked to share with you my perspective as serving as an elder. A little history of being asked. When I was asked if I would accept the responsibilities of an elder, I asked if they had gotten the right person. This was not something I was seeking. I knew my job would limit my available time as an elder, and I was assured that we could make adjustments. So here I am today. I travel a number of weeks during the year throughout the United States. More than half of those trips require me to leave on Sunday. I try to be here Sunday morning. I'm not always here Sunday evening. I have worked in or stayed in at least 47 states. I hope to catch the three outliers someday. It's Montana, Wyoming, and Delaware. Okay. I was born in Merkel, Texas, west of Abilene. Dr. Sadler delivered me, and he was our family doctor. He would have delivered my dad late one night, except for the roads in Truby, Texas, were too muddy for a horse-drawn carriage to get there. Dr. Sadler did arrive about an hour after he was delivered. My two great aunts delivered my dad, my Aunt Alma and my Aunt Alice. My parents are Simeon and Betty Allred. My dad's family attended the Presbyterian Church, and my mom's family were Southern Baptist. My dad lived in Taylor County, near a community of Noodle. I love the Noodle Horn. My mom lived in Southern Jones County, near the community of Hawley. They met through mutual friends. Both grew up in hard-working farming families, surrounded by loving extended families. My dad left the farm to work as a roughneck in the oil fields of West Texas. He bought the house that became our home in West Abilene. I bet Reese knows where it is. It was the only place I knew as a home until Brenda and I were married. My parents lived there until my dad's passing in 2004. My mom reluctantly sold it because she had to move into an independent living place in 2012. I have two siblings. My older brother, Ed, lives in Abilene with his wife, Marcia. He's an elder at the Highland Church in Abilene. My younger sister, Elaine, lives in Dallas. All three of us attended Abilene schools. Daddy made sure we all went to college. We really didn't have a choice. Each of us graduated from Abilene Christian. I was the only one not interested in a multiple degree or graduate degree. I was the middle kid, so I had to be different. I'm here today because of the influence of two loving people, Woodrow and Cleo Denny. My grandmother, Lorraine Allred, had a Bible study with the Dennys. Afterwards, my parents also studied with them. I suspect my grandmother met the Denny's. Well, she was the manager of the Dairy Queen on Butternut Street. Y'all know where that is in Abilene. It must have been a very powerful message to persuade them. All I know is my earliest memories are sitting in Bible class, listening to sisters Louise Jonas, Cleo Denny, and Sarah Miller, and attending worship, listening to the gospel being preached by brothers John Sherrow, L. Arnold Watson, and Haven Miller at the Russell Avenue Church of Christ in Abilene. It seems like we were there every time the doors were open. I was greatly influenced by my grandmother and my brother Ed. I have vivid memories of spending time at Russell Avenue watching my Nana prepare communion. She would bake the communion bread occasionally, cleaning the building, including washing the glassware used for communion. Because at one time, the cups were glass, they weren't plastic like we use today, and fellowship with other Christians. During my early teens at Russell Avenue, the elders decided to combine the church with the Highland Church in Abilene. Highland was needing another building for a Mother's Day Out program. At Highland, they had a bus ministry, which served children who otherwise would not have had an opportunity to learn the love of God and hear His Word. My brother and I led singing as we drove around our assigned neighborhood, picking up children. Both have shown me how God could use our gifts to spread His message of kindness, acceptance, hope, and love. Growing up and attending the Church of Christ in Abilene, it's normal to attend events at Abilene Christian University. And some of us still know it as Abilene Christian College. Events included the Bible Teacher's Workshop, lectureship, sing-song, the homecoming musical, football and basketball games, and so on. And when it came time to look to attend a school after high school, it was natural to apply to ACU, although I was drawn to Texas Tech and A&M. Even though I've been active in the church, it was not until my freshman Bible class that I realized I needed to be more than just a good person. Dr. Paul Faulkner stated, "If you are here and have not been baptized, then you need to re-examine your life and why you are here and come see him." I had not been baptized at that time. I did re-examine my life. And that weekend I was baptized by my brother Ed in the baptistry at the Highland Church. This made me realize that a simple statement from someone can be the spark to motivate action toward God. I keep this in mind. Whether I'm speaking to someone at church, at the airport, at work, that my words should be building someone up towards God. I believe family is very important for the church, whether you're related to each other by blood or not. I met my lovely wife when I was in high school. She was at Abilene High and I was at Cooper. We met through mutual friends, similar to my parents. Her mom says she liked me the first time she met me at the DPS office in Abilene. So I drove a friend of mine there to take his driving test. And while he was out in the back with the trooper, Brenda and her mom walked in. And Brenda had introduced me to her, to Judy, my mother-in-law. And we talked while the others took their tests. Brenda and I dated through college. She was at Hardin-Simmons and I was at ACU. I had a chapel seat at both schools so I could sit by her. I proposed to her on my knees in the parking lot of Gardsky's Loft. That's in Abilene. It's no longer there. The one in Lubbock just closed. So we've been married for 33 years, and we have two boys, both baptized by my brother Ed. Jared has completed a graduate degree at Texas A&M. Whoop! Got married last month to the love of his life, Alicia, who he met in high school at Vista Ridge here in Cedar Park. And Alicia was baptized here at Leander. And they have just moved to southeastern Washington, where Jared's starting a new job tomorrow. Brandon is a senior at A&M. Whoop, whoop! My whooper's not working very well. I need Robert Copeland here. He is planning to start a graduate degree in the spring. I can hardly believe I have a kid with a graduate degree in nuclear engineering and another one that's about to complete a degree in aerospace engineering. I'm a geologist. I don't like math. I thank God every day for Brenda. I've been blessed by God because I know I would not be here without him. Whether it was providing me a job when the oil business went bust in the 1980s, or giving me strength through the boys' teen years, I've been blessed. I thank him all every day. I give him the glory every day. The church has always been part of our family, and we part of it. Brenda and I have served at several churches during our marriage. Originally at the Highland Church and then the Hillcrest Church in Abilene, the West Houston Church in Houston, and the West Side Church in Round Rock, and then in Leander. I've served as a deacon at West Side and here at Leander before I was asked to be an elder. I would like to read several passages that sum up our relationship with God and the church. The first one is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray by mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking up by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are many kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another one, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another one, speaking in different tongues, different kinds of tongues. And still another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And He distributes them to each one, just as He determines. The church is a body with many parts. I know y'all probably heard that before. If you are a Christian, the Holy Spirit has given us a special gift to serve the body of Christ for good of all. We do not all have the same gifts. The men serving as elders here at Leander have varied interests and gifts. By using our gifts, we work toward a common goal, trying to do God's will. It is my desire, as an elder for all members of Leander, to be using their gifts to the glory of God. You do not have to wait to be asked. Most here have completed an involvement form. If you've not been contacted, see me or one of the other elders. I tend to go down rabbit trails sometimes, so I have to write notes. And I apologize for flipping pages, but I'll move along. I have another passage I would like to share with you. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, if any of you have any encouragement for being united with Christ, if any comfort for His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of the others. We should all attempt to follow Christ's example of love for others. We all have faults and weaknesses. We are all sinners. We all need forgiveness. Through the grace of God, our sins are forgiven. If you believe it, sharing by letting others see your grace-filled lives. My hope is that we all have a goal of encouraging, caring, supporting, and forgiving each other. I'd like to read from Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 11. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. Those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on the Spirit's desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by death, excuse me, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of flesh, but in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, you do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, and who has raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of the Spirit who lives in you. The elders are entrusted by God with the spiritual health of everyone here at Leander. We pray about this often as a group and in private. Your names are raised to God. Many tears are shed at times, tears of heartache and of joy. We are committed to having the Bible taught in our classes and in our worship service. We encourage each of you to read your Bible, to study your Bible, and share the lessons learned from your Bible. I'd like to thank everyone again. I realize I could drone on for a while, and that may not help us, any of us, but if there's anyone here tonight who hasn't had the joy of putting on the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit in baptism, we would like you to come forward. We love you all. We want you all to know that.